You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
We're closing the year out. But we're closing it out strong because God is about to pull something out of you. You've been trying to protect what's there when God is trying to crack you open and pull something new out. The promised seed is so unique. It possesses the innate ability to fulfill a larger purpose.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Promised Seed. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 through 23.
Don't allow life to change your smile. Oh my God. Don't allow life. Don't allow what you're going through, what you came through, to change who you are. God put it in you. Oh my God. It shook me. It shook me. And in that barbershop, when I became a man, I came back and I was talking about something going on that I got from Larry Burkett. And this man said, how do you know that? I said, I read it in a book. Why are you trying to rain on my parade? Well, you never bought a house. You don't know. I said, I read it in a book, sir. But why you raining on my parade? Usually when a young man has knowledge, we fan it. We don't put an extinguisher on it. What is it in your life, this is what I said to the man, that will make you want to extinguish my flame? Maybe you wouldn't know, and I almost said something, man. You wouldn't know about it because you don't I almost said it, but I didn't. But don't try to fan. Don't do that to me, man. I'm a part of this community, too. But he had this attitude, because you're young. You're not supposed to know. And this is the kind of foolishness we got in our community that tries to distinguish and wipe out and blur our DNA. But what God has put in you, let no man put asunder. Whatever authentic thing that he's put inside of you, don't let nobody cause it, glory to God, to lose its strength and its vividness and its clarity. Come on, touch your neighbor, look at your neighbor and say, I am not a blur. I don't do that often, but today... I had to pull on it, touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I am not a blur. I'm not blurry. I'm very vivid and clear. Your DNA should be clear. Promise seed. A promise seed requires several things. Number one, the right environment. In the fullness of time, God sent his son. It was in the fullness of time. The world was right for him. The Roman Empire had taken over Palestine. But one of the things they did is they created roads. See, man, oh my God. See, a lot of time we see conquering, we see it from our perspective, the things that happen on our job from our perspective, they not treating me right, but you got to see things from God's perspective. So God allowed the Romans to come in and take over, even Jerusalem. Caesar is in Rome, and they have governors and centurions, and they're vicious, but he allowed it to happen. And in the fullness of time, he sent his son. Why? Because he would be the promised seed. He's just a tiny seed compared to what God wants to do. But that seed, when it germinates, hallelujah, and hangs on the cross, when it's born in Bethlehem and then germinates and hangs on the cross, and when Satan strikes his flesh, he doesn't understand. He's opening him up. Because except a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. So sometimes God has to kill it. It looks like it's dead. He's got to kill it before you can see what will grow from it. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. And some of you don't know what's happening in your life. God is really killing some things that need to go so the real thing can rise up out of you. Can somebody say amen? I almost said touch your neighbor, but just say it after me. God has something special on the inside of me. Can't quit. Too much life is in me. I didn't do confession of faith this morning, but just say it with me. I can't quit because there's too much life in me. Glory to God. Glory to God. The right environment is important. Even when you think it's off, God knows the right climate and the right timing to release seed. The promised seed also requires a planting of a seed faith. The planting of seed faith and action to go along with it. Not only did Jesus, was he promised, and he was planted in the virgin's womb, but action was taken. As Mary is giving prenatal care to the womb, be it unto me according to thy word. So I will not abort. I know I got to go in the hiding for a moment, but I will not abort. And just because things may seem unfortunate to you or hapless, do not allow anything external to kick out what God has planted internally. External circumstance shouldn't cause you to drop seed before it can manifest. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what's coming at you. I don't care what they said about you. I don't care what they've done. The pressure shouldn't cause you to abort it. Amen. To drop it before time. Amen. Let me tell you something about the enemy. He loves to kick us in the gut while we're carrying something precious. He likes to mule kick God's people because he never wants you to ride on the donkey. So he mule kicks you before you can bring it forth. I didn't see that coming. I didn't know that was going to happen. And that's okay because God has his hand on your life. But don't allow the enemy to mule kick you and knock out what God has put on the inside of you. Seed faith requires action. And one of the reasons why the enemy hits you with his best shot is because he never wants you to take action. Faith isn't faith until it moves. Come on, Ludacris, move or get out the way. And God wants you to move with seed faith or get out the way. If you're not going to move, don't hinder me. And some of us are stuck and we won't move, but you don't understand. See, in the fullness of time, God is a God of community. When you don't move, you're holding up plans. While you standing still, sitting up in mediocrity, procrastinating, God's plan is not, it's being frustrated because others can't move with God. Because the way God hooks things up, he's not going to let one person get the glory. Glory to God. He has a chain reaction. When God pulls people out, he wants the whole family to come out. He wants the whole community to come out. He wants the whole church to come out. He wants everybody to come out. And when he descended into hell, glory to God, he went down and preached to the captives, talking about Jesus. But when he ascended, the Bible says souls were caught up in his train. See, when God goes down, he doesn't go down just to go down, but he goes down to pull us up, glory to God. And if I got to go in the gutter to get you, I've got to bring you out as evidence that God sent me there. Glory, hallelujah. Some of you are in that depression, but you're not there just to be depressed. You got to pull somebody out. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The promised seed also requires watering and nurturing to unlock transformation. Or the transformative ability of the seed. Got to water it. Got to nurture it so we can unlock the transformative nature, the transformative ability of the seed sown. And I've said it for years, anytime a seed is below ground, it goes through changes. At night, it contracts because of the cold. In the day, because of the heat, it expands. That's what happens under the soil. You don't see it, but that's what's happening under the soil. At night, it gets cool, so the seed contracts. And during the day, it expands because of the heat. And the water has a way of nurturing that. So you just put water on the seed. You don't see anything yet, but you just keep putting water on it. Just put some word. Just keep washing it, just like you take a hose and wash new plants or the seed that you planted. Because underneath the soil, it's going through a transformation. What happens is, because of the heat, it expands during the day. But when it's night, nobody can see it. Nobody see what's going on. It contracts. And as it continues to do that, expanding and then contracting and expanding and contracting and then expanding and contracting and then expanding and contracting. And then suddenly it cracks and new life comes out of it. Glory, hallelujah. And some of you don't understand the nurturing of God. Nurturing doesn't mean I'm just going to plant or put a blanket over you. I got to expand you and then contract. I got to have friends around you, then I take them away from you. I appoint you, and then I disappoint you. I put you there, nobody like you. Then I put you by yourself, and everybody wants to be around you. It doesn't make sense. What did I do to them? But through the heat, you start expanding. And through the cold, you start contracting. But if you stay planted, glory to God. Eventually, that thing that holds you will crack. We call it death to the seashell. And once the seashell cracks, here comes new plant. A whole new thing that you never saw before coming out of the soil. Man, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. And some of y'all about to crack. You're not going on crack. You're about to crack. You're not going to die. You're about to crack open so God can pull out of you what he's always placed in you. Touch your neighbor and pull him, pull him, pull him, pull him. You got to pull him. Come on, pull him. You got to pull him because God is trying to pull something out of you. To pull something out of you that was never seen before. Wow. We're closing the year out, but we're closing it out strong because God is about to pull something out of you. You've been trying to protect what's there when God is trying to crack you open and pull something new out. The promised seed is so unique. It possesses the innate ability to fulfill a larger purpose. The promised seed can create abundance. Thank you, Jesus. Write it down. It can break barrenness. Let me prophesy. Some of you haven't been able to produce like God has intended for you to produce. But you're stepping into a season where barrenness will be broken. I'm going to prophesy to it. Hallelujah. God is about to increase your faith. And as a result of increasing your faith, you're going to see abundance come forth. And your vats shall be overflowing with new wine. Glory, hallelujah. God is about to break the cycle of barrenness. Glory to God. In the new year, you're going to see him overflow in your life in a new way. It starts today. Somebody shout now. Everybody didn't do it. Let's say everybody shout now. Because now is the time. Kingdom now. Say kingdom now. We don't have to wait until the new year. It comes from the seed of faith that comes from the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What is the actual time? I know I got 20 minutes. What is the actual time? 9:14. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Drop it like it's hot. 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 Drop it. Drop it. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. It possesses the innate ability to fulfill a larger purpose. Metaphorically, a seed can even act as an idea. That's why the enemy don't want you to think. So depressed, you can't think. So confused, you can't think. That's why he wants us flooded with headaches, can't think. He's taking away the headache. So our heart will ache after his plan. And we can think it through. Clarity. Because metaphorically, even an idea can be a seed. Faith seed. Spiritual concepts. Spiritual arrangements. Significant things. I want to live for the rest of my life a life of what? Significance. That means I want each day to count. I want you all to go with that. As it goes with your bishop, so should it go with his members. Because it goes that way with Jesus. Every day should count. We're living a life of significance. Another assignment, look up the word. And when you get the definition, apply it to your life. I was counseling a mother and a daughter this week. Both of them, the daughter is in her upper 30s, the mother in her 60s, close to 60, something like that. And I kept hearing this name, Nicole, Nicole. Her name isn't Nicole. So I said, look it up. And she got on her phone. Look up the name. I keep hearing it. And it meant, the name meant victory for the people of God, for the peoples. And I was talking about overcoming victory. I think if you look up significance, God is going to speak to you beyond my words about what he wants to do as it relates to your life. That you would live a life of significance. I want mine to count. I want to be an air traffic controller in the spirit. In other words, when I come in a room, I like for the atmosphere to change. That's my personal desire. Without me saying a word, that's what I want the oil on my life to do. Without me having to say a word or shout. I preach this way, but when I'm walking through the world and I step in the room, I want the atmosphere to change. You should start thinking that way. Spiritual thoughts. Seed thoughts. Seed thoughts. Not just memories, but seed thoughts. Futuristic. Metaphorically. The seed can become an idea. A concept. Something significant. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. As I close, the seed is assigned. The promised seed is assigned. It cannot return void. Jesus was assigned to do a job for us, for the Father on our behalf. That's why he was born in Bethlehem. That's why Luke chapter 2 is so important for you to read, for to rehearse it over your kids, over our kids. I was preaching yesterday and I said we must complete our assignment. And I don't want to leave this earth without completing my assignment. I want you to think about the same thing. I must complete my assignment. My acquired task. I must follow some instructions that's been given to me. A lot of men today don't like to follow instructions. They start building things before reading the instruction. They get something come in the mail. First thing they want to do is start putting it together. But the instructions are right there. This is a tendency all over the world for men. A lady comes in and puts it up half the time because she takes the first 15 minutes and just read the instruction to check the inventory to make sure everything that should be in the box is in the box. So I'm missing a screw. I need to get that screw. Where's the screw? I need to make sure that everything lines up before I start putting it together. So we don't waste time. We're more efficient, effective, and excellent. I believe God wants us to be more efficient, effective, and excellent. And we are wasting time if we don't follow instructions or the formatting of a thing. So have you ever found the instructions? The B-I-B-L-E is your life of instructions. Biblical instructions given for your life. Did you read it? Do you know it? Or are you blundering through life blind? Trying to fulfill destiny without instruction. Trying to build a family without instruction. Trying to start a business without instruction. Trying to get along with people and you don't have the instruction for it. Trying to raise a daughter and you've never been trained. Trying to raise up a son, busting him in the chest, making him a man. You never had the template from the Father. I got a nice car. There's certain things I'm not going to put in the tank because I know the instruction. And if you knew the instruction for your body, there's some things we would treat it better than what we treat it. What about for your wife and your children? What about for your bishop? Yes. You ever got an instruction on how to relate to me? Yes. Do you just casual with it? Or do you know what God says? I know what he told me and how to relate to you. That's why a lot of times I'll leave a party before time. Especially when somebody dies because he wants me to help you with grief. And he wants me to make sure you get on solid ground. Amen. And to get there, sometimes I have to withdraw and keep distance. And I don't like it because I would like to draw close. Yeah. But he's given me instruction for you. Have you ever got the instruction on how to deal with me? You should read the book so you'll know. Amen. All right. We'll pick it back up at 11. Come on, clap your hands. I'm a pitcher and I pour into many cups and those cups overflow into saucers. Now you need to make sure you pour out of your saucer or out of your cup into others.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org.
For a replay of today's message, The Promised Seed, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
High school seniors, don't miss your chance to apply for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship. This program supports future leaders through STEM and STEAM education. Applications are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter and are due Monday, January 26th. For details, email elders@truthreveal.org. Registration is open for Six-Man, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app, website, or scan the QR code to register for this action-packed event, which promises to be an unforgettable experience. Take advantage of the combo package, and remember to order your conference t-shirt, polo, and jersey.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Greetings. This is Lucian Gandolfo, Senior Pastor of the Beacon Baptist Church in Melbourne, Florida. We are hosting a 15-week series on effectual prayer. It will be on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. from November 5th through February 25th. The Bible tells us in James 5:16 that effectual, fervent prayers avail much. Prayer is the lifeblood of faith. Yet it is what we believers often neglect and find most difficult to be effective in. Over these 15 Wednesdays, we'll examine from God's Word how you and I can indeed pray effective prayers that avail much. Prayer changes things, and it starts with us. In these challenging times, we urge you to come, learn, and pray with us as we put into practice what we've studied. Then just watch and see what God does. The Beacon Baptist Church is located at 3185 Aurora Road in Melbourne. Our website is beaconbaptistfamily.com.